U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, seems to be the only senator in America who is raising questions about about Treasury Secretary Paulson. Senator Inhofe joins us now on the Savage Nation. Senator, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to be back with you.
Well, you may be the only fiscal conservative left in Congress, but you're asking what most Americans want asked. How could the former CEO of Goldman Sachs be allowed to disperse money, with some of which went right to Goldman Sachs?
$10 billion, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a small amount, $10 billion, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in the scope of the, you know, Michael, I know that you've probably helped your people to understand what $700 billion is. I did a little study. The 139 million families in America file tax returns. If you do the
right
math, that's $5,000 a family. Now, when he was making his pitch, he said the only way to save this nation from total collapse was to buy these troubled assets out. And at that time, I asked questions. I said, all right, tell me the criteria you'd use for troubled assets. Well, they didn't have that. What companies would assets would you be buying from? Didn't have that. Anyway, this thing that passed in two segments. The first $350 billion he's already has access to and probably has spent almost all of it. We don't even know. Now, that tells you something when a senior United States senator doesn't even know how much money's been spent. The other $350 is out there, and he's going to try to get his hands on that. I introduced a bill today, and one of the reasons I was excited when you called to invite me on your show. It's Senate Bill 3683. This is the only way out of this thing, Michael, because what it does is two things. It freezes the spending so he can't do any more now, and it stops him from accessing to the other $350 billion. I introduced it today, talked on the floor about it, and it's Senate Bill 3683. I don't know of any other vehicle left.
Well, I would think that even the Obama administration would want some controls over the money that the taxpayers are sending to Washington. This isn't just a fiscal conservative thing. Isn't this a fiscally responsible issue?
Well, yeah, but what are you looking for in the Obama administration? They're going to be using this money. Right now they're talking about using some of it for the auto industry. You've been talking about that. But that's not what this is supposed to be. This is written so loosely, anything that one man, one unelected bureaucrat wants to spend it on, he can. I don't have anything personally against Paulson. I've not liked him on his China policy and some of the other things. But when I read this and thought, what we're going to do is give them authority to spend this in any way they want, on anything they want, and they've done it. And you and I don't know right now how much has been spent in different areas.
But, Senator Inhofe, your bill is 3683, and we want it passed. The thing is, we want the senators to vote yes on 3683. Is that what we're trying to get the people to understand?
In the next few days during this lame duck session, you're going to hear Paulson and the rest of them saying, well, we've decided we're not going to dip into the other $350 billion, so it's not necessary to pass something like this. And then as soon as we're out of town, it's going to happen. You just remember you heard it here.
But isn't this unprecedented that a Treasury Secretary has assumed so much power over the Treasury?
I think it's unprecedented that anyone who is unelected has ever had this much power over this amount of money.
Well, I read that he rewrote tax laws several weeks ago. I read this in the Wall Street Journal. There was a new tax law written in a one-sentence bill, so to speak, or a law, and they said in the Wall Street Journal he didn't even have the authority to rewrite tax law. How is he getting away with this?
Oh, he's getting away. He's going to get away with it. The only way to stop him is do it legislatively right now. You and I have talked in the past about different things that happen that are unconstitutional, yet they still have a way of passing. In this case, the discussion here in Washington, where I'm sitting right now, is, well, do we want to have who wants authority over this thing? Do we want jurisdiction in the Finance Committee or the Banking Committee? Then they're talking about this special inspector general. By the time they'd get around to doing this, all that money would have been spent anyway. That's how insane this thing is.
I want to repeat, the Senate bill that you've authored is 3683, Senator?
Yeah. Michael, we got to stop the bleeding. This is the problem. They're treating the patient, but the bleeding's still going on. And the only way to do it is to freeze it. And this is a vehicle, the only vehicle out there. And that's why I'm hoping that, you know, people will pay attention, will apply a little pressure. The bill passed 75 to 24. The 24 of us voted against it. All we'd need would be about a third of those who voted for it to change, and we could stop this thing.
You're quoted, Senator, in the Tulsa World as saying, we don't know how much money he's given away to anyone. It could be to his friends. It could be to anybody else. Shouldn't this be investigated? Who investigates him?
Well, yeah, we can investigate it. You appoint a committee to do that. They'd be working on it the next 2 years. I'm worried about stopping the $700 billion now or the $300
billion. Okay, so you're dealing with pragmatic necessities of the moment. All right, look, the best I can do is keep bringing this up all week, Senate Bill 3683. When is it going to be voted on?
Well, I don't know. Harry's going to have to decide. Now, Harry Reid might decide to go ahead and do it because it's a conservative Republican that is bringing it up, and this lets them off the hook. And so, who knows? We may be able to get it up. But, it's, you know, I don't know any other way of doing it right now.
Do you have much support for this bill, Senator Inhofe? Do you have much support right now? Are there people who support you in this endeavor?
Today, I'm sure that all 24 who voted against the legislation that's out there right now will support it. It's a matter of peeling it off. 26 more is what it'd take.
Are there any Democrats who approve of this?
Well, yeah, there are. There are some Democrats, actually, that voted against this. I should have that in front of me, and I don't.
No, I'm just asking, is there some kind of a bipartisanship here that we can count on? Surely it's not going to be only a Republican thing. I would think that Democrats would want fiscal responsibility.
No, we've got to have Democrats to reach the number. So, but this thing is not entirely partisan, Michael, like a lot of things are. You know, you're talking about the global warming thing. I sat out there for 5 years all by myself on this thing. Now people realize that the science isn't there and that it'd be a $300 billion.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a new movie out now from Ireland from ex-liberals or real leftists who were saying the global warming hysteria is hysteria being put forward by Al Gore and his stooges. You've been in the forefront on that.
Well, it's been lonely. But nonetheless, I think we can still win that thing in spite of the outcome of this election. But let's deal with just one bit of hysteria at a time. Currently, it's the $700 billion or what's left of it, and let's try to save that for the taxpayers.
I'm going to let you go, Senator. I know you've got a very busy schedule today. Again, the bill is 3683, Senate Bill 3683. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is trying to get some responsibility or accountability, really, from Secretary Paulson, who seems to be acting like the czar of our tax dollars.
Thank you so much, Michael, for what you do.
God bless Oklahoma for electing you.